From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Chris Katulka joins us with Friends of Israel. Just timely conversation to be had, Chris. So glad to have you with us.
Steve, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Now, before we jump into headlines, let's back up for those of us in our audience that may not be that familiar with Friends of Israel, which, by the way, FOI.org on the web. Chris, if you could, as best you can, bring us through the genesis of Friends of Israel and how you became involved to be doing your part.
Yeah, Friends of Israel was founded in 1938. And Steve, you don't have to be a historian to know what was going on in Europe during 1938. The Holocaust was ramping up. And an event took place called the Night of the Broken Glass, Kristallnacht. And Christians here in the Philadelphia area where I live, they got active and looking around and saying, who's doing anything to help the Jewish people in Eastern Europe who are suffering under Hitler's hand? And really, nobody was doing anything. And so this group of Christian businessmen, pastors, and women as well got together and started to raise funds among the churches in the area and abroad, and started to raise funds to help buy the liberation of Jewish people into safety. We partnered with an agency in London at that time in 1938-39 to help begin to bring Jewish people out of Eastern Europe. And the Friends of Israel, it was called originally the Friends of Israel Refugee and Relief Society, and eventually it developed to become the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. Those are the origins of our ministry, and we continue to live that out globally. We have our tagline really encompasses the reason why our organization even started: passion for God's word and compassion for God's chosen people. If you have a passion for God's word, and you read God's word, you can't help but see that God has a heart for his chosen people, the Jewish people. And that passion should drive us to have compassion for the Jewish people. We did it in 1938, and we're doing it again here in 2025 as we're seeing Israel under attack through Iran since October 7th, anti-Semitism on the rise all around the world. And so we continue from that passion that we have for God's word to have compassion for God's chosen people globally.
Oh, well said. Again, the website is FOI.org, and I encourage you to go there. Much of what Chris just shared, you'll find under the Who We Are tab. There's their vision, their history, the leadership now, what they believe, and more. As I look at it, there's work. I see FOI Canada, Australia, New Zealand, United Kingdom. This is a global ministry. Chris, what brought you to Friends of Israel?
Yeah, many years ago, I was in youth group. This is going back, 30 years now. I was in youth group, and I hung out with my two good friends, Sam and John Herzig. And I used to go over their house and have dinner, and their family was always very hospitable. And the more and more I got to know the family, I'd go over there. And all of a sudden, I came to realize that their father is Steve Herzig, and he worked for the Friends of Israel. And he encouraged me. I knew I wanted to do ministry. I felt called to ministry at a young age. And he encouraged me to go to a program called the Institute of Jewish Studies, which was hosted by the Friends of Israel. And so it's a one-year Bible program, and I did it, and God grabbed my heart for Jewish ministry through the Institute of Jewish Studies. I moved down to Dallas, Texas, where I went and got my master's degree at Dallas Theological Seminary and continued to do ministry in Dallas, engaging the Jewish community with the church community, connecting them to the fact that the Friends of Israel, Christians love and support Israel and the Jewish people biblically, and then moved back up here to the Philadelphia area a couple years later to host the Friends of Israel Today radio program. And so that's what I do now, and I help oversee all of the work that we're doing in the United States and Canada as the vice president of North American Ministries.
Okay, and for those, again, not really familiar, you mentioned the genesis of the ministry, and back to 1938, and as the ministry moved forward, let's look at the last maybe the last decade. Where has the ministry grown to, and you know, what are some of their key outreaches and things that our listeners can get involved with, pray for, support financially, just better understand the work of that's being done through Friends of Israel?
Yeah, you know, the last decade, as you know, Steve, has been a wild ride, if I could say. You know, it included a pandemic. It included the Ukraine-Russia war. And just recently, it's included Hamas attacking Israel on October 7th, and now Iran attacking Israel and Israel attacking Iran, and the situation that we're in right now. Those crises have built out what the Friends of Israel is been called to minister into. You know, the origins, a lot prior to the State of Israel in 1948, the largest Jewish population was in Poland and Eastern Europe. And so we have an amazing team of individuals in Poland who are ministering to the Jewish people there. And with the results of the Ukraine war with Russia, our team has been incredibly active in providing humanitarian aid, the physical comfort that we give to the Jewish people, and on top of that, the spiritual comfort that comes with that. So we share the good news of Jesus the Messiah with our Jewish friends as we're providing them the physical needs that they have. We've even helped Jewish people in Poland who are suffering make aliyah to Israel, which means that they are finally saying, you know what, we're going home. We're going to go to Israel. And the Friends of Israel helps with that process to make sure that they get safely to Israel as Jewish people to return to their homeland. So, you know, we've had a work that's expanded in Poland. In Israel, our work and relief programs have expanded. You know, we help build bomb shelters in sensitive areas in Israel, from the Gaza border up to the border with Lebanon, where Hezbollah and Hamas are. And so we're positioning strategic locations to help Jewish people who are suffering. We partner with Magan David Adom, which is Israel's Red Cross, providing them with ambulance services and programs that help in times of emergency, all the way to pro-life movements in Israel as well, to help the single mother who is at need financially or needs diapers. So we try to provide a lot of humanitarian resources to Israel, but all of it in the name of the Lord Jesus, to let them know that there are Christians who love and support Israel and the Jewish people. So really, because of all the events that have taken place, even the pandemic, we've expanded our teaching resources. We have a program called FOI Equip, Friends of Israel Equip, where we're equipping people to love their Jewish neighbors by giving them resources and training opportunities to learn how the Jewish people have come to the place where they are, the history of the Jewish people, the spectrum of Jewish people that there are, so that they can know how to minister to their friends, their family, and then also to take classes on what's going on biblically in the Middle East right now, prophetically. So all of these are classes that are available online. We have hundreds of people that tune in globally from around the world that are learning from experts, Bible professors, people who've been in Jewish ministry for many, many years, all in one place for them to get trained and equipped to do the ministry that God's called them to do. So in the last 10 years, we've seen how the crises that have come into the world, and even in the last 5 years, we haven't run from them. In fact, we've kind of run into the storm in order to equip people to share the love of Jesus, to provide humanitarian aid to those who are suffering from the Ukraine war and Israel, and to continue to show and share the love of Jewish the Messiah. Again, going back to that tagline, Steve, passion for God's word, compassion for God's chosen people.
I love it. And again, you'll find that right on the homepage at FOI.org. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Chris Patolka with Friends of Israel. We're going to continue our conversation. We're going to take a quick break. Chris, can you stay with us?
I'd be honored.
Okay, we're going to take that break, and we'll be back with more after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We continue our conversation with Chris Patolka, Friends of Israel. It's FOI.org. Chris, again, thank you for your time. Let's jump into headlines. And, you know, actually, even back to part of the segment you mentioned before, you mentioned Hamas and Hezbollah and then Iran. And for those of us, including you, who know, it was Iran from the get-go. These were bad actors working on behalf of Iran, attacking Israel. And now, you know, we've seen the things that have occurred over the last a week or so, and even as early as in the last 24 hours after a what was supposed to be a ceasefire, and we see things amp up again. From your perspective, what are you seeing, and how can the KLYT listener engage in conversation, keep first things first, and be in a mind that's Jesus first? It's real easy to get caught up in all the headlines.
Yeah. You know, first, I just want to say it's very sad for me to see how many Christians online are kind of pointing the finger at Israel and saying Israel is the problem. I'm seeing even a lot of conservative voices on radio and on TV saying, see, Israel is the problem. But what they're neglecting to see is what you mentioned, Steve, is that, see, Israel didn't start this war. I know they did a preemptive strike. In fact, we had a team of young adults that had just landed as that preemptive strike took place. They've been in the middle of ballistic missile fire for the last 12 days, and we just got them home. They were volunteering in Israel at a hospital called Kaplan Medical Center. When you actually take a step back and you look at the last 15, 20 years of history, what you find is that Iran has been spreading its influence of terrorism and their desire for that same Islamic revolution that they had in 1979 in their country, in Iran. They wanted to spread that to other countries. And of course, Israel is a stain on the Middle Eastern map for them. Why? Because Jewish people have sovereignty in the land. And so they targeted specific groups that would become proxies for them, Hamas being one and Hezbollah being another. Hamas down in Gaza and in the West Bank as well, Judea and Samaria. And then Hezbollah up in the north on the southern border of Lebanon. And these became obstacles for Israel. But see, October 7th created a domino effect that would lead to the ability for Israel to really bring an end to the nuclear ambition that Iran had, and to really even push back against a lot of the leadership of the IRGC, which is the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and the Ayatollahs. It isolated them because Israel was able to take out Hamas. Israel was able to take out Hezbollah. Then Syria fell, which was the roadway that connected Iran with their proxies. So now they couldn't fund them. They couldn't provide ammunition to them. They were left on their own and cut off, which cut off Iran as well. And as a result, when Israel went in that preemptive strike, they were able to control the skies of Iran. They actually had to ask Israel. Iran had to ask Israel, can we take our planes off? Because we want to send some of our officials to Russia or to China, wherever they were going. They had to ask Israel permission to do it because Israel controlled the skies. Why did that happen? Because they attacked Israel on October 7th with Hamas. So again, this wasn't a preemptive strike. The preemptive strike happened when Hamas killed 1,200 innocent Israelis on October 7th, when they captured 250 Israelis and took them hostage. There's still people in hostage that are being held hostage in Gaza. So the preemptive strike happened on October 7th, which created the domino effect that would eventually lead to what could potentially be, Lord willing, a regime change in the Middle East with Iran. And hopefully that creates a pathway for peace and creates a pathway where there could be a liberty for the Persians who are suffering under the Ayatollah.
So I want to draw people back to the website for resources available to them, and that is foi.org. And there's a resource tab there. I would call your attention to the special updates. The one that's there now is dated yesterday. And I have to imagine, Chris, this is not unusual. I mean, I see there's one on the 16th, the 13th, there's, you know, if you're going to be having conversations with others, this is a good place. I would encourage people to get information from several sources, good sources, please. This being one of them, foi.org, along with those updates, what other resources might our listeners find that would be beneficial to themselves and even ways to support what's happening in what's happening with the ministry at Friends of Israel?
Yeah, you know, if your listeners will text me at 424-444-1948, that number again is 424-444-1948. I want to send your listeners 50 free stickers that say, pray for the peace of Jerusalem or I heart Israel. And, you know, it's amazing. We've handed out more than 25,000 stickers in just the last few months. And these stickers, you'd be surprised, Steve, open up opportunities for conversations, not just why you support Israel biblically, but why, you know, how your support for Israel is actually built on the gospel. And it always opens up opportunities to share about your faith in Jesus. I've got so many stories coming in of people sticking the I Love Israel sticker on their hard hat before they go to work or on the back of their car or on their cell phone or on their water bottle or even on their Bible. And it just opens up conversations, especially during this difficult time for Israel and the Jewish people, as anti-Semitism is on the rise. It's really dangerous what's going on for the Jewish people in the United States of all places, up 300%, up in Canada, up 500%. In the UK, in London alone, it's up 1,200%. In broader UK, more than 300%. Same thing with the with the EU and with Australia and South America. Anti-Semitism is on the rise. And I just want your listeners to know, anti-Semitism is a spiritual hatred of the Jewish people. It goes back millennia because God has a plan for his people according to the scriptures. And since God has a plan for his people, a hope of redemption, then guess what? Satan's going to do everything he can to deceive not only the world, but also the church, that Israel and the Jewish people don't matter anymore to God, when in reality, God still loves his chosen people, has a plan for them. And we have the blessing as the church to be able to minister to our Jewish friends, to show them love and support as God loves his people. You know, we always say, if God loves Israel, we want to love what God loves. And that's what we're all about here at the Friends of Israel.
Chris Katulka has been our guest from Friends of Israel, FOI.org. Chris, I couldn't have said it better. We're out of time, but open invite. Would love to have you back on. You know, not only as things progress with the current headlines in Israel, but more importantly, the work that's being done for the gospel of Jesus Christ to be spread and lives to be changed and healed equipped. In Israel and in the Middle East. We appreciate all that you and your team are doing and look forward to having you on again.
Steve, always like making new friends. Thank you very much.
All right. God bless. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.